Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Divine blessings and greetings, everyone. I am Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity today on this amazing day where life is happening. Thank you for being here today as we are chatting about minding the matter. And the importance of better thinking, better feeling, better living, better matter, and how much our thoughts really matter. It is said you get what you think about most of the time. Earl Nightingale shared that timeless wisdom with us probably more than 50 years ago now. He was a pioneer in the self-help movement group. He was a deeply connected man. And as the wisdom, the ancient wisdom that still is relevant today, continues to be unfolded for us, continues to become the exoteric as opposed to the secretive, esoteric, we are ever expanding into the realization of energy and matter, of the equalizing and the balancing of this natural force. It is the teaching of Einstein that everything is energy, and that what we are seeing in our quote-unquote reality, what we're looking at, the matter that we have manifested is a direct result of the matter of mind. Let's take a breath here, please. And let's drop that breath all the way down into our belly and engage the entire physical landscape as we come to connection, direction, protection to be effective here, moving forward. Breathe and release. Ah. Just imagine that energy dropping all the way down to the core of Mother Earth, where we want to be connected, grounded, so that we can be more effective in our journey. Now breathe that back up into your heart, keeping that powerful pelvic point engaged, and now run it back up the channel and out the top of your crown, all the way out into the cosmos, into the universe where we see our higher self, the God force, the universe, the higher, wisest portion of us, looking down upon our very human self, all of our foibles and perceived failings and mistakes, and just loving our humanness as we allow that energy to just drop back into our heart. Let's tap that point that is the heart chakra and breathe in now the color of green. And allow our inner landscape to heal. Hold that for an instant. We're going to do something a little different now as we release the healing color of pink. We're just letting it come out of every pore of our body and encirculate us with that color of pink. This is the color of protection and love. And as we breathe in, we heal ourselves again, and we are now pushing out that aura of pink, completely encircling us above and below, filling the room we're in. Breathe in, expanding it now by 100 times, filling the entire place where you are. Now allowing it to expand 100 times, moving outward to the east and the west and the north and the south and above and below. Breathing in again, Another big green healer, healing breath. Now expanding the pink by another 100 times. Now you and I are beginning to overlap each other in our healing pink vibrancy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we now see it moving even further around now, the planet, circling the planet. We ask now that every inhalation of every being upon the planet now be breathing in this color of pink. Our love and our light and our kindness and our compassion to all our fellow travelers. And now they begin to reverberate out the healing color of green. To the east and the west and the north and the south and above and below and center and within. Expanding again. Your energy as it is now transmuted for the benefit of all. We now let this just continue to vibrate for this next 25 minutes or so, this meeting of the minds, of the energy, of the frequency all across the earth and out into the universe and down to the core. We're now standing in a field of infinite possibilities. We are now a very powerful yet permeable being vibrating this matter of energy out there, awakening the heart, healing the heart of all beings now, and allow that to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to just continue to be in this frequency. Be really aware of your entire bodyscape down behind you. You know, what is happening behind you with your perception, just allow it to be loving and light. In front of you, what is happening in front of you, down your energetic channel on both sides, governing channels, conception vessel, allowing these two to be connected for your benefit and my benefit, his benefit and her benefit, their benefit. And this is minding the matter. This is raising the frequency and the vibration. How do you feel in your body now? Do not be attached to that feeling, but notice the energy has expanded. You know, I'm feeling absolutely light in my body, not just resonating with the frequency of the light, the healing color of green, that with each inhalation I'm healing myself. With each exhalation, I'm expanding that color of pink all around, strengthening my physicality and alighting and aligning this light and love for the benefit of all. So every room in my home, moving outward, all across the country and the world now, we're seeing all people as they are breathing in our pink love and light, our compassion. We do this from the highest good. We're not trespassing here. We're not using anyone's free will. What we're doing is just allowing them to feel loving, to feel light. And as they are sending now back unconsciously, they're now contributing to the collective consciousness with their awareness. They're sending us their healing frequency and vibration. And we're truly grateful. So many, many, many of us who are light weavers upon the planet, those of us who are ascending each and every day through our simple practice that is now a very, very, an expanded practice, really. I mean, it's still very simple. It's the exact same thing I'm doing today on this day as I did when I began this journey more than 30 years ago. And I'm encouraging you to be doing the same, but with a more expanded awareness, because we live in this dual nature. We live in a very human body that will fail us at some point, infinite love and gratitude, journey of transition. And we live in this human body, but with this frequency and a vibration of something that has always been and always will be. It's amazing. It's fantastical, as Cosmos would say, when we continue, as we continue to raise this frequency and vibration. Many of you are not resonating with this, and I'm wishing you love and light as you continue your journey. And what, how this journey begins for each of us is with breath, isn't it? It is the breath that connects us to this source. It's our first form of nourishment, and I welcome you to be a part of my Food Frequency for Life teachings. I'm going to put those on the website today, www.lisagiroux.com. It's my free gift for you. It's a trio of teachings on how to get this spark going, zoom, 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 how to ramp it up every day, and how to, what we're talking about today specifically for those of us who are on our journey, our pathway, who've been meandering the mundaneness towards the miraculous each and every day. We're looking around now, and we're seeing a direct correlation between what we got, what we thought and felt. It is said that thinking, that's the thinking that makes it so. You get what you think about most of the time. Think and grow rich. What these teachings, hello kitty cat, what these teachings were really expressing to us in language that those of us in the human realm can understand is the thought process is a frequency, a vibration that is matter. What is matter? Matter is something that has a frequency or a vibration, isn't it? but so in order to get to a place where we're choosing ascension, you know, we're choosing enlightenment, we're seeing now that it's possible, or glimpses of it are possible in this very ordinary realm. We're rising above to the extraordinary. You know, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. What Don Juan taught was that we can get to this extraordinary realm of awareness, of awakeness, only through this present time consciousness. So let's just take a look. Look around where we are right now. And I hope wherever you are that it is beautiful and peaceful and amazing and abundant, and that you are deeply in love with your life as I am with mine and with this process. Because the choice is yours. The gift of awake, aware breath opens us up even more so to our practice of free will. Remember, the source gave us breath, right? And then the source gave us free will. You know, so much of that, those teachings that I didn't understand as a child in mythology and, you know, all of those, you know, Greek mythology, what was it, Greek mythology and history. I mean, that was just so above my understanding at that time. But when I, as I began to know for myself at a very, very young age that there was something greater than myself, you know, I was raised in a very wonderful, loving, I was raised Christian. My mother was a seeker, and she sought and found for herself something that worked, but excuse me, the gift that she gave me was that I had to find my own form of experiencing and expressing God. I never felt it when I was sitting in the halls of the church that I grew up in. Not to blame anyone. Everyone was doing the best that they could. It worked fantastically for some. But for me, what I loved the most, of course, was the singing, and I think so many of us talk about that, who maybe now don't go to church regularly. But it was that frequency and vibration of the bliss and the joy of the music that is just frequency and vibrating that resonated deeply with me. And there was something so beautiful about that that it gave me this belief in my own ability. And, you know, I didn't have great ability to play the piano or athleticism. I was a pretty good little track star. I didn't really have this ability, and still don't, on many of the human aspects. But I knew from a young age that there was something occurring that I wasn't languaging. I wasn't able to language. And so what I did was, you know, stuff my uncomfortable feelings and that with drugs and alcohol. You all know my story. And they worked. They worked great for a very short period of time. And then the spiral began to consume me. And there was that one moment of lucidity in my very early 20s where, you know, those two brain cells that were left, thank God, began to synergistically fire on my behalf. And I awoke. I literally woke up and I awoke. It was as if, you know, like, ah! It really was. It really was. I had been in a very, very depressed state. And, you know, you all know this. I'm not going to go deeply into that, but I had this very profound, not really vision, but I'm more kinesthetic. I'm more feeling and sensing. And I knew that there was more. I didn't know what it was. But I can remember saying, where do my dreams go? There's got to be more than this. And that tiny little statement, that moment, and believe me, it was one moment of clarity, at that moment in time set about a bunch of profound shifts that have gotten me to this point here and now. Infinite love and gratitude, bliss and joy, love and light to the bad. And so I began to and continue to resonate. And what do I mean by resonate? Many of us are living in a frequency of the lower aspect. In, you know, I'm always loving the work of Dr. David Hawkins, Power versus Force. And so as the awakening continues, as the reset is occurring, as those of us who are light weavers come to this moment of clarity, you know, what we're doing is we are raising above just for an instant. You know, it's like I describe, you know, I was crawling on my belly like a reptile for years and years, you know, whooping it up, and lifted my head that one time, got a glimpse of enlightenment, and then it's what we seek. It's called a moment in the gap, for those of you who are new to meditation and that. And it is what we're seeking. It's that it begins then the hero's journey as Jean Houston teaches by the work of Joseph Campbell, the hero's journey where, you know, it's like, oh, I get to pick myself up. I get to dust myself off. I get to step out of the muck and the mire and the mania or the manic or the depression or the horror of the shitstorm that I created that is my life. And when we come to just that realization, unseen forces come to our aid. Let's take a breath on that. Let's bump up that frequency of which we're all resonating right now, that beautiful aura of pink that is continuing to hold, suspend all of us and give us love and light. That is the unseen force. The angelic realms, the totems, the ascended masters, the Christ consciousness, These are all frequencies and vibrations that if we were in a garden of paradise, let's say we were in some place like the Garden of Eden, and we could walk along and we could say, I'm going to pluck this, and as soon as I pluck this beautiful fruit or frequency or matter, it's going to come into my energetic system and I am going to be raised up. We won't go into the tree of good and evil or of knowledge because that is for those of us that are vibrating higher. But we're choosing, we're picking and choosing, we're walking along. It's like, do I want the brambles or do I want the berries, right? You know, we want those sweet, succulent berries to charge our energetic field, and we choose that. Or we choose the brambles. We get our fingers stuck, and we get stuck in the pain, and it bleeds, and we pick at it, and it festers, and we talk about it, and we say, oh, poor me, I picked the brambles again. I got scratched, I got hurt, I got wounded, now it's festering. Now I'm diseased, now I'm in lack of ease, and I'm looking around, and everything in my house is chaotic, and everything in my life is crisis, and everything in my relationship is drama, and I chose it. Yay for me. Yay for you. Do you like it? Are you loving it? Are you waking up every morning with joie de vivre, with joy in your heart, and leaping out of bed? Of course, after you do your gratitude practice and before you begin your hydration practice, are you leaping out of bed and saying, look at me, God, here I am. Give me my today's directions. What are today's directions? How can I design this life even better? So if we were to dissect this just a tad more, let's peel back the onion, all right? Smelly and stinky, and we're crying, and we're sobbing, and we're doing the work that needs to be done. We need to cry. We need to sob. We need to unwind that ball of negativity so that we can begin to wind up to something better. We're looking at this, and so much of what I had, these low vibrational experiences that I had in my early 20s, were a result and continue to be a result of how I language my life, how I feel about the languaging of my life. Words have power. Words matter. Remember, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That is a lie. If I tell you, you are so stupid, even just uttering that word causes a little cringing action in me. And I remember at one point, you know, somebody blurted out to me, what are you, stupid? And in my wonderful form and fashion, I turned on a heel and stormed out of the room. That's me. That was my exit. When I was in dysfunctional relationships, I was great at, thank God, now, great at getting out. There would be a frequency or a vibration that would come across my gut, and I would say, forget you. And away I would go. Now, there were certainly a lot of times I got dumped. Thank God now. And each of those times, those less than Prince Charmings that I hooked up with were teachers, and I was wanting unconsciously something better. Thank God I had excellent role model growing up in what marriage can be, because my parents loved each other, and they, you know, that's the greatest gift we give our children is, you know, mothers love the fathers love the mothers, because we're partners, whatever it is. Let's not, you know, we don't have to go there. Set an example of what self-love looks like, and then what commitment looks and feels like. Because little tiny people are coming in with all of this frequency and vibration, and no languaging skills. So we begin to tell them, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're ugly. And they begin to resonate with them. And it's this resonance that is our feelings, are our feelings. The feelings are frequency and a vibration. And if you look at the work of Dr. David Hawkins, as we come up above that level of integrity, which is about 180 to 200, we come to neutral. You know, that is just us coming up out of the slop, and you know, maybe it's our forehead and our eyes, and we have we get a glimpse of something better. And instead of being envious or covetous, we move into, wow, you know, wow, that's so cool that person, you know, dances with the light and the frequency of this lifetime and is manifesting amazing experiences. And instead of condemning them, we emulate them. We say, whatever that person did, I too can do, because I am just a field of infinite possibilities. You know, then probably we go unconscious for a while, because often this work, you know, it's so much for our frequency that it's little tiny baby steps. And then we get to big, giant scissor steps and big, giant leaps forward before we fall down and reassess and reevaluate and revibrate, reverberate to a new resonance, a new feeling. You get what you're feeling about most of the time. So if you're jealous and envious and pissed off and angry and blaming and shaming, guess what? Look around. Look at your relationship. Look at what you have manifested. Look at your level of joy. And the great news is, through this moment in time, let's bump up that aura again. Take a big deep breath. Heal yourself. Love others. And allow that to course throughout your experience, your energetic field. How does that feel for you? Did you feel weepy? Did you feel goosebumps? Did you feel hopeful? Yeah, hope is not the best frequency. But did you feel potential? Did you get a glimmer of purpose? Did you have the awakening to your prosperity frequency for great experience, good health, right work, right relationship, wonderful wealth of knowledge, wisdom, fun, and play? So as we wind this down today, let's just stand in our frequency again. Thank you for sending it to me. I greatly receive, and from my reception, I'm now sending it back to you. And breathe that in as I breathe it in. And let's wind in to the awake awareness of how and what and where we're feeling. Breathe into that place. Squeeze the entire physical aspect that is your body and surrender that down. And begin with what else? What else is possible? How does it get even better than this? This or something better? And thank you. Thank you, thank you. So that's just a little teaching today on mind over matter, mattering the mind. Minding the matter. Look around at everything you've created. You are a powerful creator. Would you like something better? It's possible for you now. Come on along and join the tribe. We're going to have a good time. If you are at a place where you are a little stuck, I'd love to offer you my trio of teachings on empowering the self. This is a one-on-one coaching call. And reach out, and we'll book it. I'm wishing you an amazing day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, prosperity. Namaste.